الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا أما بعد فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدق بر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة وإن الكذب فجور وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters and elders, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us many bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us plenty of bounties. If we just look at ourselves, we can see so many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes with which we see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ears with which we hear, we listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hearts with which we ponder, we think. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ But there are few, Allah says in the verse, but there are few, small amount of people who thank Allah for the blessings. Now, let's not go to other blessings. Let's just look at the blessings that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Just in our body, from head to toe. From head to toe. Eyes, ears, mouth, tongue, hands, legs. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one morning we wake up and He has taken our sight away. One morning we wake up and we can't hear. If we were to be involved in an accident, the means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took our legs away, our hands away. It is then we will know the value of the blessings of Almighty Allah. It is then we will know the value of the blessings, the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it is important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is important for us as believers, we must make sure we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Allah says in the Quran, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ And if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you be thankful to the blessing that He has given you, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I will increase you in your blessings. But if you be ungrateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that inna adhabi lashadid. Know that the punishment of Allah is severe. The punishment of Allah is severe. That in this world, if Allah wants to punish us for misusing the ni'mah, the blessing that He has given us, then in this world, if He wants, He can punish us. He can take those blessings away. Or on the day of Qiyamah, we will have to answer for how we utilize these blessings, this ni'mah. This is why today we will talk about a very small piece in our body. And this is our tongue. Our tongue is a very small piece. I hope everyone does agree with me. Tongue is a very small piece compared to our hands, our arms, our legs. Now, with this small piece, our tongue, people can either gain big reward, or at the same time, or people can commit great crimes with that small tongue. With our tongue, we can do good things, good actions. We can say good things. Where we'll be gaining so much reward. But remember, with this tongue, again, a person can commit sins. And not just minor sins, he could commit major sins. Kaba'ir. With this small piece. This is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. Because there's a saying, you know, with this tongue you can either make people or you can break people. Make people and you can break people is what we say. How we use our tongue. How we talk to people. Our lisan. So this is why before we talk, before we open our mouth, we should think to ourselves that if I open my mouth, if I talk, now is this going to be necessary? If I talk, when I talk, am I going to hurt the person in front of me? When I talk, am I going to lie? If I open my mouth and talk, am I going to do riba, backbiting? Am I going to slander other people with this tongue? We should think before we talk. With this tongue, am I going to swear? Am I going to use foul languages? All with this tongue. Let's look at how many things this tongue can do. Lie. Backbiting. Slandering. Hurting someone. Saying something, you know, nice to people that will hurt them. Causing dissension between people. This is just through this tongue. But at the same time, my dear respected brothers and sisters, with this tongue we can gain so much reward. We can gain so much reward. Saying something good to another person is considered as sadaqah. It is considered as sadaqah. Saying good things, saying tasbih. Now if we do tasbih, we know the reward. The reward is hereafter. Reciting the Quran. Every letter that we are reciting from the Quran, we are getting 10 reward. Just for one letter. We read the hadith. We get reward. We call with this tongue, with our mouth, we call people towards good. And we prevent them from evil. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ
وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
Calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we call people towards the oneness of Allah, call people towards the masjid to come pray salah, we call people to stop doing evil and do good. These are the things that we can gain with our tongues, and many more. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said,
سِبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقٌ وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. أو قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
that swearing at a brother, swearing at a Muslim, is vice, is sinful. That it is sinful to swear at a Muslim. فُسُوقٌ وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. Forget about killing him, that is haram. But just to swear at a brother, it is guna, it is sinful. And this is to a Muslim brother. So now when we open our mouth to talk to people, we should think, are we going to hurt this person? Are we going to lie? Are we going to, you know, cause conflicts between families and friends? Hatred amongst us with this tongue. We should think. The solution is, before we talk, we should think. Where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
لا يدخل الجنة قطات.
A person who slanders other people or accuses them, he shall never enter paradise. Now just imagine how many of us here, we accuse others or slander. How many of us, or people whom we know, slander others, and we're there listening to them and not stopping them? Where Prophet ﷺ says, لا يدخل الجنة, shall not enter paradise. And we are sitting there listening to them slandering other people. It becomes our duty to stop them. Allah says,
يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرُ.
To call people towards good and stop them from evil, prevent them from evil. If evil is happening in front of us, it is our duty to stop them. It is our duty to stop them. Let it be our wives, our children, our brothers, our sisters. But with wisdom we stop them. With hikmah, we stop them. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it is very important. With this tongue, look at those two scales. Scales of good and bad. When we do something good, say something good, we do something good with our tongue, look how much we can gain on the right side of our scale. Where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ بِرٌّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ.
That إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ, that saying truth, بِرٌّ, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ بِرٌّ, saying the truth, is amongst the good actions. Rewarding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give reward, ajr, for those who speak the truth. And this bill, this reward, is neki, wa yahdi ila al-jannah, will lead us to paradise. This will lead a person to paradise. This is the result. How we utilize our tongue when we do good things, say good things, this is where it leads us to. Where?
وَيَهَدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ فُجُورٌ.
And saying lies is vice. It's sinful. It's sinful. We know that. And where does this take us to? وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهَدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And the vice will take us to fire of hell. Sin will take us to fire of hell. So look how much we can do with this small piece. We can gain so much or we can lose so much. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person safeguards what is between his beard, what does that mean? His tongue. If he safeguards his tongue, so meaning by safeguards his tongue is makes sure that whatever he says are always good. Or whatever he's, you know, speaking is always the truth. And with what, when he's speaking, he's, you know, giving benefit to the community. He's helping the community, he's helping his house, he's helping other people with this tongue. And a person, Prophet ﷺ says, and a person who safeguards what is between his thighs, as in he does not commit adultery, zina. Prophet ﷺ at the end of this hadith says, أَضَمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. I guarantee for him Jannah. Prophet ﷺ says, I guarantee for him Jannah. أَضَمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we should not, you know, think of our tongue very small. It is a very small piece, but don't think, oh, it's a very small piece. Yes, small action could be done with this. No, major action can be done. Major sins could be committed with this tongue. At the same time, remember, with this tongue, we can do so many good things. Khairat. And those good things will lead us to where? يَهَدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Will lead us to paradise. And this is our aim. This is our maqsad. This is our purpose why we are here. So we should be careful, my dear brothers and sisters. When we are talking, we must make sure we are first of all speaking the truth. When we are with a group, we must make sure we are not backbiting. We are not slandering. We are not accusing anyone. Just take riba, backbiting for example. It's very common. It's very common talking about someone else behind their back. It's become very common. Why? Because we think, oh, you know, we don't know or we don't hear about the punishment of those who backbite. It is like eating the flesh of your brother. Is this what we want? Would we prefer to eat the flesh of our brother? No. So why? When we are in a group, when we are, you know, with our families or with our friends, why do we need to backbite? Yes, as soon as someone starts, it is our duty, whoever understands. No. This is haram. This is not allowed. The people who are listening to it, they will be fall into the same category. They're listening. They should stop it. It's their duty to stop that person. If they can't, then they should move away from this majlis. They should move away from this gathering. They should move away from this gathering. If they try their best to stop, prevent the person, then they should move away from this gathering. This is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man samata naja." A person who remains silent and talks only when it's darura, when it's needed, naja. Yes, they are successful. They have gained success. How? Because they only talking when they have to talk, and this is when dharura. They are not talking extra things. They are being extra careful. من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. To leave what does the things that doesn't concern you. The beauty of this religion. What is it? Is to leave all the things that doesn't concern you. So why get into the things? Get into other businesses that doesn't concern you. Stick to your stuff and do your a'mal. And stay away from sins. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, this tongue is a very small piece. But we can gain a lot of reward with this tongue. Don't forget, so much reward we could, you know, gain with this tongue. But remember, again with this tongue, when shaitan deceives us, we can gain guna with this tongue as well. So much sins we can gain with this tongue as well. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, why we are here, when we are at home, we are at the masjid, we are, you know, with our friends, we are at our workplace, wherever we are, we should always remind each other. We should remind each other. One, yes, someone may get all carried away and start talking about other things, or start backbiting, or, you know, doing, you know, saying things that will be hurting other person. Then this is why, if we remind each other, another person in this majlis will, you know, be aware, so he can stop this brother or stop this sister. And do not take offense when someone is telling you, okay, this is haram, this is lawful, you know, unlawful. We should stop this. We should take this as good from another person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. And just before I finish, inshallah, end of January, we will be starting our sister's madrasa. Sister's madrasa, where we'll be teachers who are alima, female scholars, they will be teaching them tajweed, all different levels, not just beginning levels, all different levels in individual, 5-10 minutes, one-to-one. And memorization of the basic surahs from the Quran, so that, you know, making sure when they're praying salah, the sisters are, you know, reciting correctly in salah, so that the salah is invalid. And then we have fiqh, and we have seerah. Most likely they will be doing qasasun nabiyin and riyadus salih hadith in the in the syllabus, hadith of riyadus salihin. And inshallah, this will be starting from end of January. So if there's sisters downstairs who are interested, please come see Uncle Shokot and me, myself. Or brothers over here, if you have sisters in your family, mothers or sisters or wives, you know, you can pass the message on to them, inshallah, that they can benefit. Jazakumullah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.
Now, JetNode and BMW 14.